All right, so it was media day yesterday, and we went out there and did a little bit of interviewing with the Patriots. And you're going to need that, right?
Mm-hmm, I
okay.
am.
Okay, now...
You've developed a style.
Yeah, my style is very hard to categorize or qualify. I think it's the style of somebody that really doesn't much give a rat's ass about what they're saying to me.
Right.
I'm just trying to get whatever I can out of them.
And did you debut this last year?
Yeah, I debuted
the Super Bowl?
I debuted this line of questioning last year. And I was thinking about letting it go, but every time I would mention that to somebody, they were saying, no, 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 keep this going.
Yeah,
so,
you can't
okay.
Let it go.
We kept it going. We pursued the regulate theme with several Patriots. And this year, we come away with a very interesting phenomenon. Now, I want you to listen to a couple of these first.
Well, you got to explain the regulate theme because I'm telling you that it's reset time
okay.
when it comes to that.
All right. The song Regulate by Nate Dogg and Warren G, which came out when, 1996 or so, 94?
Maybe
94 I think it was, the first year of the ticket. I had no idea that song was that old, but it was a very big hit. It's a takeoff on Michael McDonald's I Keep Forgetting.
It is 94.
Yeah, that's the riff that they rap over and sing over. And it's a song that has to do with life on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, a street scene.
Something right. You know a lot about.
That's right. I do, because I come from the mean streets of Oak Cliff. I've seen this.
Oak Cliff!
I've felt it. Yeah. So that's basically what we're trying to get at. If any of these guys know anything about this, and a very interesting phenomenon developed yesterday. First...
Pull this up, Killer. This is the song.
Is this edited?
All right. There's the song. There's Regulate.
Damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators!
So there's the, the bit.
It was a clear black night.
Okay.
A clear white moon. Warren G was on the street.
Such a great song. God,
yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, Donovan and I did that at Ticket Stock and Summer Bash last year. So anyway, at Media Day, all the guys who don't play very much stand around at one end of the place waiting to get interviewed, and that's very fertile grounds for this sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, let's roll a little bit.
You want Brandon Bowden first?
Yeah, this is Brandon Bolden, a first-year running back.
All right.
First of all, what's your name, man?
Brandon Bolden.
Okay. What position do you play?
Running back.
Okay. How many years you been in the league?
This is my third year.
Third year? Did you get into any games this year for the Patriots? Or?
Yes, sir.
You did do a little playing for them, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go to college at?
Ole Miss.
Okay. Where'd you grow up at?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. All right, now when you were, like, growing up and coming up down there in Baton Rouge and everything, you'd be out there rolling with some of your pals and everything, and did you ever have to do a little regulating down there?
Not really. Not really. It was kind of fun. It was kind of easy growing up.
Okay. Didn't have to ever keep things straight or get things straight or
make sure
you never got taken advantage of or anything like that?
I was fortunate enough to grow up around a lot of family. So I really never had that problem.
This is your worst nightmare.
God, it's happened every time.
You get the most milquetoast black guys. Remember, I mean, the ones you did at Cowboys training camp were the best. Like, what? No, man.
No, I was too busy preaching at Vacation Bible School.
Yeah, what do you mean, a red gun? No, my mother and father taught me never.
Let's just play on here.
All right.
I do a lot of things. I had a lot of older cousins. I had a lot of neighbors and people who knew my mom because she was a local teacher. So everybody got to know my mom. And they kind of just looked at me as a younger brother. So I had a pretty good upbringing. I had a lot of older siblings growing up that really wasn't my sibling.
So you have just kind of switched your mind back into freak mode and roll with it, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. None of the 16 in the clip and one of the whole action for you?
No, not at all.
All right, man. Have a good game out there. Started from the bottom, not you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Started from the bottom, now we hip.
Are you referring to a semi-automatic pistol when you say 16 in the clip and one in the hole? And that, no, I have never used a gun in my life.
That's so great.
All right, now, Let's do James Devlin next here. Because, like, ever since I've been doing this, I always target the black man.
You can say it louder than that.
I always target the black man for this line of questioning.
I don't know why. That seems racist to me.
And
I don't.
Just about to a man over the last couple years, it takes them a few seconds to figure out what I'm talking about.
Right.
And I had no idea that they didn't have a that most of these guys never heard this song before, because I didn't know it was as old as it is.
Let me tell you something, and this is a direct slap at the black man. He will eat his own when it comes to music. You know how, like, the white dude typically has a basic knowledge if they're into rock and roll, and they understand that, okay, well, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and all. Like, if you are into rock and roll, you're aware of that. Dudes that are into hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
they don't go back and research or anything. They just like what is there in front of them at the time.
I believe that. Well, we decided to turn the tables a little bit and see what happens when we develop this line of questioning on Whitey.
Ah, okay.
So here is James Devlin of the Patriots.
All right. First of all, what's your name?
James Devlin.
Okay. What position you play?
I'm a fullback.
Okay. How many years you been in the league?
This is my fifth year, but it's really my third credit season. I spent 2 years on practice squad.
Okay. How many teams you been with?
I've been here for 3 years, and my first 2 years in Cincinnati.
You scored a touchdown the game the other day, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm kind of familiar with you. All right. At least I've heard the name before. So where'd you go to college at?
I went to Brown University in Providence.
Okay.
Brown?
Wow. Brown University in Providence.
That is a smart man.
Yeah.
That is Ivy League. They don't play around.
They probably don't regulate either.
Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up outside of Philadelphia, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and then I moved to Boyertown, Pennsylvania a little later in life, but like 40 minutes outside of Philly.
So, like, when you were growing up in those places, did you ever have to do any regulating out there on the streets or anything?
No, I never had to regulate. I mean, I got in a couple fights when I was a really young kid, but I've been lucky, man. I've stayed out of trouble, and I haven't been in a fight in a long time.
Okay, you just kind of switch your mind back into freak mode and roll with it all, huh?
Yeah.
All right. None of this 16 in the clip and one of the hole for you?
No, none of that.
All right, man. Have a good game out there. Start up at the bottom. Now you're here.
See, right away, he knew what it was.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I mean, I didn't know that song until you guys brought it to my attention, but I don't think if someone came and said, hey, man, you had to regulate down there in Arlington, no.
All right, how are we fixed for time here? We got a little
you're
bit?
Fine, yeah, yeah.
Okay, now, I developed another theme where I decided to try and have a two-way conversation with some of these guys. And the way I was going to do this was by telling them a few things about me. And I did it by developing something of a hard luck story.
Oh, dear.
And it made some of them uncomfortable, to say the least. Let's do Malcolm Butler.
All right.
Next.
All right, what's your name?
Malcolm Butler.
Okay, what position you play?
Cornerback.
How long you been in the league?
I'm a rookie.
You're a rookie?
Yes, sir.
Did you get into any games this year?
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Were you drafted?
No, sir.
Free agent, huh?
Free agent.
All right.
Yep.
Where'd you play in college?
West Alabama University.
Okay, where's that at?
It's in Livingston, Alabama.
Okay. Where'd you grow up at?
Mississippi. Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me ask you. Like, when you were down there in Pittsburgh and you're out there on the streets and everything and rolling with your friends and stuff, did you ever have to do any regulating?
Regulating.
You know, when things might get a little... did you ever have to make things right, get involved in making things right, make sure you didn't get taken advantage of or anything?
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. That's everyone and all the time. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can't be any geek off the street out there.
You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah. Okay. You ever roll 16 in the clip and one in the hole or anything like
that? Oh, no, I never did anything like that. No, I never did anything.
You ever been to Phoenix before?
It's my first time.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I was here like in the late 90s. It was a lot different then, but I was here with, let's see, it was me and Lionel Richie and Muzz Killings and Kanye West, but he was a kid then. We all called him Kenny, and we're going to make an album, but nothing.
What the hell? Wait a minute. Let it play.
Wait a second. Okay, Lionel Richie, Muzz Skillings, the bass player from Living Color, and who else?
Yeah. Kanye West.
But he was a kid.
He was a kid. We called him Kenny.
Okay, go back.
All right.
Hear all this again.
No, Kanye West, but he was a kid. Then we all called him Muzz Skillings in the late 90s. It was a lot different then, but I was here with, let's see, it was me and Lionel Richie and Muzz Skillings and Kanye West, but he was a kid then. We all called him Kenny, and we're going to make an album, but nothing ever came of it, man.
Okay.
The only guy that's doing anything now is Kanye. He's doing all right.
Okay.
He's married to Kim Kardashian and everything. You like her?
Yeah. She's a pretty girl.
Okay. You like her?
Yeah, she's pretty.
Okay, let me ask you. What do you prefer? You her up tops, or you like that booty more?
Oh, no. I ain't going to get involved with all that. She's a nice woman. I like. She's a beautiful woman.
All right, man.
Stay on that.
All right. Take care, man.
All right, you too.
God, that is
wow.
So great.
So awkward.
All right. I love his reaction. All right.
Who the hell is Muzz Skillings?
All right.
Man, you think he went home and was like, talking to his parents? How was media day? Man, I met this guy,
this crazy old white guy that used to play in a band with Kanye West.
Yeah, and Lionel Richie.
Said he called him Kenny. I didn't know his name was Kenny.
Oh,
all right, we got,
yeah,
we got time for one more here.
Let's do the last one.
We can play all of them again if you want.
Okay, yeah, do the last one.
All right, Cameron Fleming.
Yes.
So what is your name?
Cameron Fleming.
Okay, what position do you play?
Offensive line.
Tackle? Guard? What?
Yes, all of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
All right, got to have a little versatility, right?
Yeah.
How many years you been in the league?
This is my rookie year.
Rookie year? Were you drafted?
I was.
What round?
Fourth.
Out of where?
Stanford.
All right. You do good in school out there?
Right away, Stanford. Wait, right. Stanford and Brown.
Yeah.
Make it great and everything.
Try
to hang with it.
Yep.
You like playing for David Shaw?
I did. He's a great coach.
Where'd you grow up at?
All over. My parents are in the military, so.
Military kid, huh?
Yeah.
You ever been to Phoenix before?
Yes. I mean, I played here at Stanford. We played in the Fiesta Bowl, so I've been here before.
Okay. You like this place?
It's nice. It's nice. Good weather. Saying it's, late January, so we can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm from New England.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been here since, I guess, the late 90s. I was out here with Lionel Richie and Muzz Skillings and Kanye West. He was a kid then, though. We called him Kenny. And we were going to do a record, but nothing ever came of it.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be my big break. Turns out he's the only one out of all of us doing anything right now. I mean, you've got Kim Kardashian
and
everything.
I'm sure you said Lionel Richie, too.
Yeah, but he's doing country, man. He's doing country.
That's not a bad way to go.
I don't know, man. I just can't do that, you know? I got to stay street.
Fair enough.
I got to stay on it, man.
Sure. Oh.
Got to get that groove going, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, man.
God, I love this thing. I love this interview more than anything in the world.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Out of the street.
Yeah, it's out of the street. All right, man. Have a good game out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
I think after that one, I walked away laughing.
You cracked yourself up.
Are you?
Yeah,
well,
I did.
Now are you like? What are you doing for a living? Well, I don't like. What do they think you're? Well, you know, hey, me and Lionel and Muzz and Kenny are all here, and they're all doing stuff. And, you know,
yeah, we were gonna make a record, but nothing ever came.
Yeah. Now here I am, and just interviewing guys. You know, just
walking around. What did you record that on? By the way, like an old Walkman?
No, I recorded on my phone.
Oh. It's like a military grade vocoder from
World War II. Sounds better than this. I don't know what happened there.
Man.
That's awesome. You can't quit that.
No,
don't quit me.
Never quit that.
Awesome.
No.
All right.